to another Rick and Brad Theater. Today we begin our story. One evening after work, several men are going to have an after-work cocktail, trying to convince their married friend that he too should come along.
Oh, come on, man. You gotta come.
You're gonna have a blast.
I can't go.
It's gonna be a good time, man. Chicks, fire engines, drinks.
Great.
I can't go.
Booze, chicks.
There's no way I'm gonna be able to go. I
mean, come on.
My wife's
gonna.
Stop
being such a puta.
Come on. My wife is gonna kill me, dude, okay? I mean, there's absolutely no way I can go. She's gonna kill me. I've gotta get home.
Do you have any nads at all?
Yeah, but.
Come on.
If I go, I won't.
Be a man for once in your life. Come on.
Well, just for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the man goes to have a few cocktails after work. Later, looking at his watch, he realizes it is the stroke of midnight and he is yet to go home. He immediately rushes home, trying to figure a way out of his trouble. Upon arrival, he walks into the bedroom and sees his wife laying in bed with her legs sticking outside of the covers.
Hark. I got it. I know what I can do. Up there in between her legs and orally pleasure her, and then, you know, maybe if I satisfy her, that should do it. Let me just crawl up in there.
So the man goes and takes care of business. Upon completion, he says,
okay, that should do it. Let me get under the bathroom here and wash my face off real quick.
He turns the light on, and there's his wife sitting on the toilet.
Ah! What? What are you doing in here?
Shh. You're going to wake up your mother.
Oh,
nothing like a little Freudian Oedipal.